There are 4 days until Election Day. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens 18 years of age or older. The penalty for not voting is $55. We will be electing a mayor and 10 councillors for Lismore City Council. We will also be asked to answer a non-compulsory poll question. The result of the poll question is expected to be an overwhelming no response to the question, do you support coal seam gas, CSG, exploration and production in the Lismore City Council area? The draw on the ballot papers and the tactics of candidates during this election has been very interesting to watch. The most interesting are those of the six-pack, with the addition of Kate Olivieri's new women-only group. I will address each of these in the order they appear on the ballot papers. The six-pack is made up of 3 councillors from the Country Labor Party, 1 from the Greens, 1 from Our Sustainable Future, and 1 from Roads and Services. These are Mayor Jenny Dowell and councillors Smith, Houston, Ekins, Clough and Yarnell. Group A is the Greens. They have been lucky enough to secure the first position on the ballot, which usually returns a considerable number of votes from donkey voters. These are voters who have no clue or just don't care. They usually number their preferences from left to right and don't care about the draw. The Greens have seemingly turned their back on the Country Labor Party, putting them at number 5 in their preferences. However, they are still supporting the six-pack, with Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future group at 2, Kate Olivieri's group at 3 as a new addition, and Councillor Yarnell's group at 4. Group B is Councillor Yarnell's group. He has dropped his Roads and Services group name, used to run at the last election, possibly as a result of failing to succeed in doing anything with Roads or Services during his term. He has the Country Labor Party at 2, Kate Olivieri's group at 3, also as a new addition to the six-pack, Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future group at 4, and the Greens at 5. Group C is Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future group, who have the Greens at 2, Councillor Yarnell's group at 3, the Country Labor Party at 4, and Kate Olivieri's group at 5 as a new addition to the six-pack. I think Councillor Clough will be doing it the toughest out of the six-pack to get re-elected, even with a number 2 preference from the Greens. Group D is Mayor Jenny Dowell's Country Labor Party group. The tactics of this group are the most interesting of all. There seems to be a noticeable absence of Country Labor Party branding across most material and advertisements, but a very prominent display of the No CSG message. The absence of the Country Labor Party branding is an unusual, albeit sensible, move by this group, considering the disaster at the polls experienced by the Labor Party in so many states. Even though trying to run an environmental campaign, they have dropped the Greens to 4 and Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future group to 5. They seem to be going with females in government at any cost by choosing Kate Olivieri's group at 2, and they put Yarnell's former Roads and Services group in at 3. There seems to be trouble in paradise. Group J is Kate Olivieri's group. They secured the last position on the ballot, which also usually returns a considerable number of votes from donkey voters. Instead of numbering the ballot from left to right, some will number their preferences from right to left. This group has placed Councillor Yarnell's group at 2, the Country Labor Party at 3, the Greens at 4, and Councillor Clough's Our Sustainable Future group at 5. The other groups have prepared similar how-to-vote guides, preferencing each other. To the average person, all this means very little. However, if preferences, as outlined in how-to-vote guides, are to be followed by the majority of voters, this all means a great deal. Ignoring the obvious number of votes from die-hard supporters and those blinded by CSG that will go to the Country Labor Party, who may again secure 3 seats, and the Greens, who may secure 2 seats this time around, it seems as though Yarnell and Olivieri will take seats. This could see the six-pack grow to the lucky 7. If preference voting is ignored by most voters, and the majority place a number 1 in their selection for mayor, and the numbers 1 to 10 below the line for their preferred council representatives, we may actually get a council that we want, and not one given to us by clever tactics that very few completely understand. Either way, it seems as though another 4 years of a Green-dominant council is inevitable. You're listening to 92.9 River FM. I'm Big Rob. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast, and you can find me on Facebook by following the links to the Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.